What is up, guys? Wallow J here, and I'm here with my co-host,
Art of War. And we have producer Chris behind the boards.
Hello.
How are you guys doing today?
We are fantabulous, sir.
Outstanding.
Unfortunately, we're missing a couple of people. Today was supposed to be Miggy's last podcast with us, and he couldn't make it. Apparently, his vagina hurts.
He might have been a little sore.
I don't know what happened, but I believe he was some vaginal issues.
Yeah, who popped his rib yesterday?
It wasn't me. It might have been Zach.
It wasn't me.
It was you?
No, I said it wasn't me.
You're kind of a bully. I think you hurt my knee the other day.
No, you hurt your own knee.
How did I hurt my own knee?
You being knee on belly hurt my knee.
I didn't do anything. I didn't move. You were the one moving, sir. So you hurt your own knee, mister.
It's an old injury. It's an old football injury.
Is it?
No. Sounds I played like, football 1 year in high school.
Sounds like it's a vagina issue, too.
It popped pretty loud, though, huh?
A pop!
I was like, ugh!
It didn't pop as loud as Wallow's knee popped when he was just standing there. At least I didn't hear your knee pop. I heard his pop.
I think Wallow heard it because I was knee on belly on him, so he probably felt it as I don't know what happened.
No, you were not knee on belly.
I was knee on, like, your side.
No, you were on my back when you know that stupid monkey shit.
No. You were kind of on your side when I had the knee, and then you, like, I just kind of moved a little bit, and I heard his big pop. I was like, whoa.
I didn't move. I'm like, I'm in no danger here. I'm just going to take a rest.
I'm pretty sure it's just meniscus because I don't have any pain today.
Well, that's good. We had a successful open mat yesterday.
We did a nice open mat, yeah. 17, 18 people, something like that.
I think it was 16.
Not including myself. I think it was 17.
No, it was 16 including you.
I 16 counted.
Including you. Yeah. DMSA, do I need to pull the picture up and count?
You know what? Who gives a shit? We had enough people to have a good time.
Did you count homeboy that was hiding behind somebody else?
The guy that was hiding behind me? Robbie.
Yeah, whatever.
Hey, motherfucker, what you hiding, bro?
It was a fun time, man. It was good. You know, having been able to get a good role in the last, you know, other than like maybe six different occasions. You know, I went to a couple other schools that I'm really cool with and got to do some work or whatever. But finally, you know, we got AOW open. We got the mats down. We got, you know, things done. We got process improvements still to do.
Yeah.
Just a couple seating issues or whatever. Some places for the bags. People's duffel bags, and then and just a little bit of cleanup in the back room changing area. So, but yeah, it's going really well, man. I think it was a pretty good successful night and got a lot of good feedback, and everybody seemed to have.
I know I was getting messages even after I left.
Did you really?
Yeah, people saying, "Hey, man, when did you guys open? You know, that looks pretty cool. You know, stuff like that." I appreciate you guys' support.
It really means
a lot to us.
Thank you all for coming out, and thank you for the guys that signed up right away. That was pretty dope, you know.
Yeah.
So
it was good times.
Exciting.
I was dead tired, bro.
You know, Zach Elkins is probably going to do a couple pop-ups stand-up classes there. So if you guys are interested in that and you're listening, let me know.
That's cool because I do like the way that he holds pads. Mm. I did work with him a little bit, even though I fell. Like a CC girl.
Got a little slippery.
Yeah, but, you know, it happens.
It was the type of mat cleaner that we had previously. We you know, when we lay down the mats and you do some construction, whatever, a little bit of dust gets on the mat, so we use the cleaner at hand. You know, it was good stuff. But we got another cleaner specifically for that mat, so that should eliminate a lot of those problems.
Did it come in yet? Did we have it?
It's actually, it's in, it just got in today, so I'll get a hold of it from our judo instructor tomorrow.
Awesome.
It's in transit.
So, yeah, this is another thing, too, is we got a judo instructor, which is pretty dope. First degree black belt from Hawaii. Hawaii.
Super nice guy.
Yeah, Aaron. Young cat, man. He's been doing it for about 8.5 years, you know. Competitive. Still really competitive. You know, very physical cat, you know. And, yeah, pretty excited about him.
Yeah, so Wednesday nights is going to be judo and jiu-jitsu.
Yeah, he brings that.
In the gi.
He brings that Hawaiian style family feel too, man, which is what I really dig. He just very chill, nice, relaxed. You know, definitely has a older soul, maybe a little bit.
Salt of the earth.
I like it. I dig it.
Yeah.
And then he's probably going to start some classes on Fridays and then even Saturdays too that he was telling me about. So we're gonna have a whole bunch of things going on. It's gonna be a lot of fun.
Hell yeah! Even though I fell, it was fun.
Well, I know I felt rough come yesterday.
Yeah, how's your tattoo doing? Chris,
I didn't get tattooed last night. We laid it out. No, we laid out the design. We did the consultation, all like that. But then where it's going, with going to Mexico in 10 days and being in the ocean. No. Well, the funny thing is I'm getting ready to get mine, and Amanda's going to get her her hive done.
So you're saying you didn't come last night because you didn't get a tattoo?
No.
Yeah. How the fuck did this work?
Yeah, no. Went and met Nick, and we had dinner, and then we did a consultation, figured out. We did old school way like we used to do it at the Orange Park, where we started brainstorming the ideas.
I do it with Nick too, man. I like going out with dinner with him first, and then
Talking tattoos.
Talking tattoos, yeah, and then
figuring out what you want
to
do.
Day of tattoo, you go out to dinner, you get a nice meal in your belly, and then you can sit for longer.
But this one's going on the back of the Achilles, so it's not going to be a fun one.
It's not that bad.
He says it's going to heal a little bit. It'll take a little longer to heal down there, so that's why he didn't want to do it with me going to the ocean in 10 days.
Yeah, you definitely wouldn't be able to do ocean in 10 days.
So
you can expect that with the way that he does his healing process.
Now,
you're pretty good in about 2 weeks, usually. But definitely not ocean. I wouldn't do ocean for
at least a good 2 months.
Yeah, I wouldn't. Yeah, I wouldn't do anything with chlorine, especially even for 6 weeks. Or, 6 months.
Yeah.
And it's just because chlorine, sun, those things kind of really jack up your tattoos. My tattoos stay really bright. Look at this. This uh-huh. tattoo right here. This is like over a decade old, man. You know, and it's still like bright.
Well, that's why surprisingly, man, the ones, my sleeve. And I mean, I work outside.
Yeah.
And mine still holds up. There again, this is why you put lines on your tattoos and you don't do that no line bullshit.
Welcome to Tattoo Talk with Chris Sharon.
And him can talk about it because we have them.
Those tattoos that don't have lines though look really, really cool
for the first 2 years.
Hey bro, I got tattoos as well.
Oh really?
I got two W's. Yeah,
you got the AOW.
No, two W's.
You got the AOW. No. JJ.
No,
I did talk to him about this getting doing a stamp design too.
A tramp stamp?
Hey, let's all go get them together.
You know, doing a nice of 1-inch by 1-inch block kind of
AOW. Let's do it, dude.
So. Yeah, no. Mm-hmm. I ain't doing it. No.
Nah,
no.
If Wallow's reached that age where he ain't got none, he ain't getting none.
Nah.
Yeah, he ain't gonna get none, but me and Chris will.
Yeah, we'll get
that. And if stamps. I do, it's gonna be in the penis.
Yeah.
Well, you can. This will only be 1-inch by 1-inch.
It'll
with the penis.
It'll say AJ when he's
uh-huh.
limp, and then once he gets happy, it'll be AOWJ.
It'll say Art of War Jiu-Jitsu.
That's located. A long ass. Art of War Jiu-Jitsu, Orange Park, Florida.
Yeah. Have the whole address, sure.
I'm a grower, not a shower. It'll have the Facebook page, an Instagram page.
It's going to have its own
the Vibra page.
That's funny. That's funny. You guys are hilarious.
So I'm getting that. Amanda's getting her wasp done.
Dude, that's so cool.
So we'll get those done in April.
Did you tell her who we're having next week?
Next week we will have Selena from Black Hive on to talk about tattooing. She's actually a super interesting character if you follow her, because she's a tattooer. She's also a hunter. She's simplified her life.
What does she hunt?
Deer, everything.
Really?
Yeah, she's a hunter.
Like she'll get down and dirty and
yeah. She's an awesome chick.
So does she eat what she kills?
Yes.
Okay. What does she do with like the heads? Does she mount them?
Well, it's funny because she's actually got
against that?
No. She's actually got one of the wolves that I believe her father got in her, the hide and the head. I think, no, it's just a hide in her booth. And she's got, I can't remember. We'll have to ask her. I'll have to make a note. There is one deer mount in her room, but it's not like your standard white tail that you would get down here in the South. It's from somewhere out West. I can't remember what type of deer it is.
Man, I wish I would have kept the article that I saw. It said something about coyotes are evolving. And there's like 437 different species right now.
Well, subspecies.
They're like hybrids.
Mm-hmm.
Are they? It's because they're having sex with regular dogs? What's up?
Some are. Yeah. Then you've got like the coy wolves, which are the ones, the coyotes that have actually bred with wolves. Stuff like that. So
are they like middle sized wolves?
Wolves? They're a little larger than a coyote, but definitely smaller than a wolf. Because if you actually ever see a picture, which is the breeding of them is actually interesting, because most of the time if a wolf sees a coyote, they're going to kill it. If they can get a hold of it, they'll always kill a coyote.
Yeah. So
yeah, that it's wolves are all about your in my territory, you are another predator, so therefore you're going
to... So that coyote, like, tricked him, honey-dicked him, huh?
Yeah. But if you ever see a picture of a coyote and a wolf side by side, there is a vast difference in size. I mean, vast. Coyotes are not that big. You'd be surprised. You'd think they're bigger than they are. They're really not that big.
They're little mangy dogs, yeah.
Kind of. We used to have them when we lived up in... north of Callahan. We lived up in a place called Boulogne.
Boulogne? Amanda, is that where Boulogne comes from?
Yeah. Amanda actually came in the house. She was like, yo, there's a pack of dogs getting in the garbage. And I opened up the door. And one a pack of dogs is a pack of coyotes. So I ended up having to pop a shot off at a few of them, trying to thin them out.
Did you shoot one?
Two of them.
How long ago was this?
Oh, God. This is men. We've been here almost 10 years.
But just hungry.
Well, the thing is if... The problem is they'll eat your dogs. They can hurt your kids. They can – they're not – you know, yes, they're small, but they're aggressive.
They can take your car and drive away.
Well, they are hungry, but you know what? They can find something else.
They're hungry puppies.
Yeah, the thing is once you shoot – normally once you shoot at them and they tend to – they won't return back to that spot.
You just killed a couple of their buddies.
Yeah. Trust me. I only got two.
If you shoot – one of my buddies, I'm not coming back.
Well, the problem is they put a big dent into the deer population. They put a big dent into...
They kill deer?
They kill fawns.
Oh, the baby deer.
Yeah, so
that's... Well, fawn, they got to eat.
I understand that, but the problem
is... nature, right?
It is, but they breed faster than... They almost breed like hogs do. They have a lot of litters.
Yo, one thing I am definitely down with is killing some hogs, man.
Well, that's why there is no season for hogs in Florida. You can kill...
like bacon.
Yeah, you can kill a wild hog... year round.
My friend Joanne Cap, she goes out hunting all the time for hogs. I kind of wanted to go with her a couple times.
I don't. I'm too much of a pussy.
Well,
shoot it?
No. Wallow's not, first off, Wallow's not a pussy. Wallow has the heart of a fucking like 10 elephants, yeah. A blue whale, and a couple unicorns and shit.
Are you calling me fat?
No. What I'm saying is that like I have a lot of empathy for people and animals, of course, but you know, I can draw a line logically and be like, we're going hunting for food, or this is, you know, I don't know. I can do it.
Not Wallow. Wallow's like, I can get this shit out of Publix.
Wallow's like, no, it's cold outside. I can't take Maria out there too long. She'll get a cold. You know what I mean? That's how she is. Where I'm like, my dogs, you know, they're going to be okay. They sleep inside with me, you know, but you know, I have no problem putting my dogs outside to go play and stuff like that. Maybe it's different because he got a tiny dog,
yeah,
and I got some rough and tumble junkyard looking things, you know.
Bro, your things are rough.
I know, my babies. I love my baby.
Well, see, I was raised around dogs probably a little differently than y'all were, because I was raised around with dogs. That dogs are tools.
Yeah, I don't think of my dogs as tools. My dogs are pets for sure.
That's how the dogs were around us.
What tool told you that?
My family.
Yeah. Tools.
But yeah, they were using the dogs as like probably bay dogs, right?
Or we had hunting dogs. We had farm dogs. We had, you know, herd dogs. So dogs were tools. They were just an extension of a tool. Now, some of them came into the house. Some of them were pets. But most of the time, they were a true working dog. And when we did have bay dogs and catch dogs, I mean, you did the best you can to protect them. You put them in the Kevlar and stuff like that. But, you know, we've lost catch dogs before. It sucks.
No, man. I wouldn't be able to do that to a dog. I love dogs too much, bro.
I tell you what, man. You'll find out just how tough a dog is.
Yeah. No, I mean, they are
resilient. I've literally watched my buddies have to basically stuff his catch dog before they invested in Kevlar. His catch dog got caught and tore open. Basically pushed everything back in and did a field suture, yeah. Got him to the vet. They did a good suture
and a good
and the dog
wash out and
yeah, and the dog, everything inside the dog resettled where it's supposed to be and everything like that. And that dog lived out its entire life. It didn't hunt anymore. He didn't take it hunting. That one became a pet, but it lived its days out as a pet and had a great life.
You know, what's funny is like you know, certain dog breeds are meant to do certain things, and those dogs that track and that do baying and stuff like that, they actually enjoy that. Like they, like huskies and Malamute.
Yeah, Malamute, they love those pulls. I mean?
They love pulling sleds. That's like they're bred to do that. They have a drive for pulling and doing those kind of things. There's certain working dogs like that, you know. But
have you seen the rat catching ones with the terriers?
Well, I have a rat terrier actually, and his thing is catching small little critters, like lizards. He got a mole. Yeah, Jack. Like Georgie, I love my boy. He's like a half hound, half Shar-Pei thing. So he's a stubborn hunter. Damn it, Georgie. But he'll go out there. I mean, he's a hunter for sure, man. He's caught a couple squirrels. You know what I mean? Definitely a bunch of ducks. You know, and I'm not like advocating, you know, but he has a prey drive for sure. If it runs, he's like, I'm going to try to catch it. That's what I get really excited about. And then my rat terrier has actually a bigger body count than George does with all the lizards. I've seen him eat a couple, but most of the time he like chomps them, shakes them, brings them to me and drops them on the floor, or I'll wake up and come outside.
Yeah.
Or
they're at the door.
Yeah. They're at the door or they're on the couch.
Yeah.
I'm like, no more lizards on the couch. I told you this. You
know? There's videos of farmers where they're overturning the hay or corn and stuff like that are just infested with rats. They'll have like 15 terriers all there, and you just get the pitchfork in and you start tossing, you know, whatever it is, and rats start coming out. And dude, these dogs are just going ballistic. They're having the time of their life just grabbing rat after rat after rat. And it's crazy because they grab them. Toss, shake, drop, and go for another one. Shake, drop. And it's literally that fast. It's done. It's like bro.
So my one dog, George, right? Not that you guys even care about this, but maybe you're
interested. I love George.
I love George. George is a cool dog.
So my brother, I'm going to tell you a story. It's my brother's story again.
Here we go.
My brother comes over to the house, right? And he comes to the side door because he didn't call me, so I didn't open the garage. And I go to, he goes to open up the door. He opens up the door. And I'm like, hey, bro, what's up? Hey, don't let George out. And he's like, what? George runs out because there was a bunch of ducks behind him. He chases duck down the block. And I was like, Frank, you let the dog out. So my brother, who's running after George, who's running after this duck, then the duck takes off. And he's about 6 feet in the air, right? And George jumps 6 feet in the air, catches this duck. He starts mauling him on the ground. The really bad part of it is I'm screaming on one side because I can't run that fast, you know. I'm like, Georgie, no! And my brother's like running after him. And then George is mauling this duck in front of this family with two small kids. I was like, oh my God, this is out of a movie. This is horrible. This can't happen. But my brother like got the dog off the duck. The duck was still alive. Definitely stressed. Like his mouth was open, his tongue was out, like, whoa, what just happened there? I was like, great. Now people think of my dog's he's a murderer, but they think he's a, you know, more, you know,
Jorge more of a murderer than he is.
Jorge Morte Bilardi, you know what I mean? He's a murderer, bro. He's death, that guy. So, you know.
I was telling Wallow, man, we had a pet scare the other night. Somehow the door leading to the garage didn't get closed all the way, and Amanda was going for her run. So Feely, Keely, and Ninja all got out. So two furry cats and one Sphinx got out of the house, and it was cold
as fuck.
So when Amanda came back from her run, one of the furry cats was still at the door leading to the garage, just freaking out. Let me in. Then we figured out, we did a head count. We figured out two more were missing. Tyler starts freaking out because one of them's Ninja, which is his cat. So then they go outside and the cats are at the neighbor's house. Trying to get into the neighbor's house. One's at the garage door. The furry one's at the garage door. And then Ninja's at the Sphinx. He's at their front door. Just, you know, please let me in. I'm glad that Amanda went and got him before the neighbors came out. Because my neighbors are an interesting couple. They are very religious.
I don't know what that means.
They're very religious.
Yeah, and?
But it's not a religion that I'm used to being around or dealing with.
Are they Scientologists?
No.
Do they sacrifice animals?
No, but it's a type of Christianity that's really weird because every day at a certain time, you will hear chants and screams coming from the house. Yeah, for about
30. Are they 30. Sacrificing virgins?
They're not sacrificing, but it's a very rhythmic chanting and hooing and hollering that's going on.
They hoo and holler?
It's crazy.
And you haven't Googled this shit to find out what the hell they are?
No. And I see my neighbor all the time. And I talk to him here and there. And I just haven't, you know, it's none of my business. But it's just one of these things where you're working in the yard and you hear this sound. And you're like, what the hell is going on? What's that? It took me a while to figure out where it was coming from. I was like, okay. They literally, when they built the house next door, they actually came and like, you know, prayed over the ground of the house and all like that.
Yeah?
Yeah. And they were like, you know, do y'all go to church? It's like, yeah, we'll stop the conversation there. You know, I like you. Let's just stay neighbors.
What?
Yeah, I'm not about that life.
I just got a text from Jalen said, I'm just waking up.
Yeah!
So last night after the open mic, guys, I happened to go to my buddy's Jalen.
Wallace thought he was 20 years old again.
Yeah, it was. I got there like around 8 o'clock. at night, and we started eating, you know, steak, drinking wine, beer, had a couple of shots, we had coffee.
You left 12 hours later.
Next thing we know, it's 8 o'clock in the morning, and I'm just leaving, and I guess he, you know, he's just not waking up. I only got 3 hours sleep. I got home at 8.
Well, of course you picked the night to do this on time change when everything springs forward.
Yeah.
Got home at 8, 11 o'clock. I'm up because the dog's got to go outside. She's like moving all over the bed. I'm like, okay, fine. I'm up. And then after I'm up, I can't fall back asleep. So tonight I'm going to sleep pretty hard.
We didn't get to bed last night. We left Nick at around 10:30. So we got home about 11. Amanda, you know, she went to bed. I stayed up for a little bit. And then I went to bed, and then I realized, I was like, oh, shit, time leaps forward tonight. So it's 12:30 per the clock, but I'm already going, shit, it's really 1:30.
Yeah.
I had a great time. It was such a blast. We were laughing all night long. And I just want to send a shout out to Jalen for hosting.
The food looked delicious, bro.
The food was fucking fantastic. Jarrell and Robert Rodriguez, which is a buddy of yours too.
Yeah, I like Robert.
He was there, and we were just, you know, doing man shit. So
yeah, doing man shit. So
y'all saw the videos and the pictures.
I haven't got to see Robert actually in a long time, dude. But like, let me describe this guy. So just imagine like what a man is, and then multiply that by 10. So he's just a hulking man with like this big beard, and like drinks beer, eats steak, and like shoots a lot of guns, and looks dope as fuck doing it.
And he's shredded.
He's shredded. He's definitely. I'm jealous of him. I like when I saw him the first time. I was like, damn, that dude's big. And I don't ever say that about anybody. I was like, I kind of want to be like that guy. I'll never be like that guy. I'm just not that big, not anymore.
Yeah, he's such a cool dude.
Yeah, he's cool as shit. I really like him a lot. Same with Jalen, man. Jalen's like one of those people. If you don't like him or you can't get along with him, I think there's something wrong with you for sure.
Yeah.
For sure there is. You know, because he's funny and all that kind of stuff. And
you should get along with.
Yeah. He's just easy to get along with. Easy to conversate with.
Yeah.
There's certain people that you talk to, it's really hard to keep a conversation because they don't give any feedback or they don't ask questions. They don't do certain things. They don't have certain social cues that they understand, you know? And
what do you mean by asking questions? Like they don't take an interest in what you're saying?
Yeah, basically, like, you know, you have a conversation has to kind of go both ways. Like
sometimes there's an ebb and a flow.
There's an ebb and flow. Sometimes you have a person that just only talks about themselves. And I mean, that's cool. You know what I mean? You should always be interested in other people. But sometimes it's kind of like, man,
you're not doing some sort of narcissistic behavior.
A little bit. But like you're not
egotistical. Look at me. Look at me.
Come on. But it's just that you're not going back and forth with the conversation. So it's hard to carry one. So I can listen to somebody just talk about themselves all day, and then that's cool. But it's not a conversation. You're just talking at me. You know what I mean? Where someone like Jalen, like, he's able to come off of that, you know, and then your conversation starts flowing into fun directions. And it's just – that's why you're able to hang out with people like that all night long into the morning and still be laughing and joking and have a fun. It's not alcohol. It's the fact that – you guys are able to have those kind of conversations. Wallo's very much the same way. You know, he's a very considerate guy. You know,
I try to be.
Even though he says like weird little one-liners and stuff like that, I just stop. When Wallo does that, like I stop and look at him. I'm like, that shit is kind of funny. Like, you know, it's definitely Puerto Rican humor. Just kidding.
I know.
I don't know if there's Puerto Rican humor. I'm just guessing.
we've heard it on other podcasts and things like that, but a lot of people have said how it's I don't think a lot of people really know how to have a conversation.
I don't see this as a conversation. I see this just as us talking shit and hanging out.
I mean, but think about it. You run across it sometimes in the gym and stuff like that. New people, you know, because you get everybody from all different walks of life. You know, sometimes you just come. They don't know how to, you know, like really have a conversation with you. You know, I run into it a lot with GCs or people I deal with in my work and stuff like that, where you're trying to talk to them about something and you're just seeing that, man, things just aren't clicking here, guy.
Hey, bro, what kind of nails are you using right there?
Yeah, I mean, you know.
are those for wood or are those for concrete?
You try to throw them little softballs here and there to maybe kind of keep it going a little bit, and it's just like they fall short. It's like, well, okay.
Maybe they're not interested in having that conversation with you.
Could be on some parts. Other parts, I know people that – just They're not very good at conversating.
And by the way, those three guys that we just mentioned, Jalen, Robert, which we called Robbie, the other Robbie, and Jarrell are going to be here on April 15th
for that podcast. Don't even get me started on Jarrell.
Bro, he does stop. A Randy Macho stop. Man Savage stop. Impersonation stop. To a T.
Jarrell has to be one of the funniest dudes. He's not a comedian, but he is one of the funniest dudes that I've ever met. I think he could be too.
I think like, he could write some shit up and, and do an open mic.
We've been out in town and like he just like goes into these characters. He's hilarious. Just so funny. And you know what's funny too? Because you got to think Robbie and Jalen are like these hulking men. And like, and then my man, he's like a half size version of them. Yeah. He's like them, but just half size version and funny as shit.
I will call him Mini-Me.
I'll call him Mini-Me. You had me cracking up. Like, I don't even have to do much talking with those guys. I just kind of like laugh at them, dude. It's so funny, the shit that they say.
Yeah.
But yeah.
Is so cool? Anyway, podcast on April 15th, they'll be here.
Yeah, so definitely try to listen on that one, dude.
Yeah, they train at BTT, so those are our BTT bro chachos. Yeah,
they train over at Brazilian Top Team with Marcelo Burgo, who is a super cool guy, man. I've only got to meet him a couple times, but super cool guy, nice and chill. He's like an officer now, like a police officer.
Yep.
You know what I mean? So, like, you know, he's out there serving the community and stuff, and, you know, doing I like that. Things. I like that. It's dope.
Yeah, so that's that.
I know.
I had a good time last night, but I'm a little tired. My energy's a little low. I try some non alcoholic crunk juice, and I'm gonna be honest. It's falling kind of flat.
I told you I'd make you some coffee.
Nah, man. I drank so much coffee last night. I want coffee.
You don't want to get those heart palpitations like Miggy had and shit?
No. Miggy had heart palpitations?
I don't know. That one day he was so freaked out. Oh, with caffeine.
Yeah. I was like, dude, what the fuck are you saying?
Well, dude, so Miggy is funny, right? Because he sent me a message. He's like, hey, I'm testing my limits on MTC oil.
Oh, my God.
MCT? MCT oil. I was like, what? He's like, yeah, I had like five of them. Five of them. Yeah, like five tablespoons. I was like, five tablespoons? Dude, you start out with like a half a tablespoon first, bro, and work yourself up to a tablespoon. You know what I mean? So,
because everybody's got that limit. I mean, mine's two. I only do, that's where I have to cut off. Anything over two, bad times.
Then his guts say,
yep.
And his butt says,
because so dad found out the same way Miggy did too. Because
he did a couple of tablespoons.
Yeah, he did.
Because he shit his pants.
Well, he made a big thing of some bulletproof coffee, and he put like four tablespoons in it because he was making a bigger thing of coffee to take with him. And he called me.
Just add that in single cups, bro.
Bro, it was so bad because we were talking on the phone, and he was just like, "I gotta go." I was like, "What's up?" He's like, "Too much MCT oil." Click.
Enough said.
I was like, "Understood."
So I have another friend, Robbie, who has the knack of calling me while I'm in the bathroom. And I don't ever answer my – I might be on my phone, but I don't ever answer
for
my
him,
phone.
For him, I'll answer no matter
but
what.
But for Robbie –
yeah.
Because I like Robbie. I have my daily conversation with him, and it may be an hour. It may be 2 hours. And I'm not a chatty Cathy person, you know what I mean? Like, I don't chat on the phone with people. But there's certain people like Robbie that I can just talk with all day. I don't know what it is. And like, you know what it is? Because he leads the conversation and I can just answer questions and answer, you know, kind of shoot off like that. But for me to lead a conversation over the phone like that, I'm just not good. But when he does it, I'm like, fuck, Robbie's coming. What's up, brother? How you doing? And like, we're talking and I'm shitting or going to the bathroom. He knows it too. You don't even care. Sometimes I'll be in the shower, like right after training. He calls me right after training. I put that on speaker. I just put it on the side there and just talk to him in the shower.
Hey.
Like, hey, buddy, how you doing?
Listen.
I get snapshots from him on stocks all the time. On our Robinhood apps, we, you know, just do those screenshots.
Oh, stocks. Yeah.
Stocks back.
He'll call me at work. He's like, are you at work? And I'm like, fuck, bro. It's like 9 o'clock in the morning on a weekday.
Yeah.
I'm at work. I'll still answer.
Well, he is too, man. But
I'm like, all right, I'll go on break and I'll talk to you.
Yeah.
And then like 15, 20 minutes go by and I'm like, bro, my break's over. I got to go. I'll always answer.
Well, he always lets you go quick too. You're like, yo, I got to go. He's like, all right, cool, man. I'll talk to you later. You know what I mean? He don't take offense to that. But like, you're definitely going to be chatting with my boy. You know what I mean? That's what it is. I like it.
Yeah. Y'all call me at work. I won't let you go. I will talk to you. Me and dad have literally had, I've hung up with my dad and looked at my phone. It's been like 3.5 hours. Because I will put my earbuds in and we're either driving or we're working on the site and I will just talk because I'm solo. all the time.
So well, I called you last week, and you know, while I was going to lunch, so I went out, out of the office, and I went, you know, got in my car, talked to him, got home, walked Maria, fed her. You know,
drove back to the office.
Drove back to the office, and I'm like, shit, it's been an hour. I gotta go. So,
dude, we're out there by ourselves all the time. So, man, when people call us up, we're like, oh, a person,
somebody's calling, yay!
Somebody that I actually want to talk to.
Hey, you should answer those calls that come up on the phone that says likely scam.
No, oh likely well, I do scam. Sometimes. Wallow's got to hear how I handle those.
Well, I don't know if you heard me, but I answer them, and I'm like, hey, I'm about to masturbate right now. I gotta go.
Yeah.
They start talking. I'm like, I'm sorry. I'm about to start.
I found a good clip. Yeah. I can't stop.
I'm about to start masturbating.
Somebody called me the other day.
That's so horrible.
When I was at the gym with Wallow, we were getting ready to do something, and one of the little scammers called. Pick up the phone. They start talking. I was like, hey, my kids just left. It's the only time me and my wife got time alone. I gotta go. And they're just like, and I just hung up. And Wallow's like losing his shit.
And they're over there like, dude, you wouldn't believe, man. I got another one saying he's about to do it.
You know what I used to do? I used to just answer it. And then if it was a real person and not an automated, I would just hand the phone when Tegan was younger. I would just hand the phone to Tegan and be like, hey, someone else talk to you. And I'd just give her the phone. She'd be like 3 or 4 years old. You know, when they're
chatting it up.
Oh, yeah. When they especially want to talk. And this one cat was selling siding, literally pitched her for 30 minutes while she's talking to him about Paw Patrol or whatever. He did not stop on his booklet of lines, just kept going down and going down. And I was like, after 30 minutes, I was like, bro, give me that click. Stop.
Dude, that's so funny. You know who's not a good conversationalist for me?
Who?
Is this guy right here, Chris.
Why?
Because he always like – he cuts off the conversation. Like, he just – I'm like, hey, man, what are you doing? He's like, I'm at the house. All right, cool, dude. I was like, are you going to go to the gym? No. Hey, man, how's your day? It was good. I'm like, fuck, you're not giving me anything to work with. I guess I'll let you go, buddy. You're going to a Disney World?
Yes.
Okay, have fun.
I'm not that short with you. Come on.
Pretty short.
I am not.
On the phone, you're pretty short. Like,
but shit, I spent an hour on the phone with Wallow the other day.
Well, you talk to him different than me. In person, me and you can talk forever.
Yeah.
But over the phone, you're very much like, yeah.
Well, because
that'll be $65.
Nah. Maybe you just called me at the wrong time that day.
It's every time I call you.
Hey,
man, how you doing, buddy? I was like, he's like,
what do you want? What is your agenda?
No. I'm like, hey, how you doing? He's like, I guess I should call you every morning like Vaughn does. I was like, my boy Vaughn does message me just about every morning. It's very rare that he doesn't. You know, I like it. Wallow messaged me sometimes in the morning, too. Sari messaged me in the morning. Bert does in the afternoon to evening, usually.
Well, listen, we have a chat between a few of us. And when I wake up, there's always something there. So I just respond to it.
I like our chat. We have a fun little like locker room chat or whatever. We have a couple of people in it.
I always like to see when Carla pops in, but she always pops in when we're all asleep.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, she's in Bahrain.
I know.
At 3:30 in the morning.
Yeah. 3:30 exactly. Posting wrestling pics, and you know, I'm just sharing this for the oil change pic. And I'm like, what?
Either that or her colorful attire.
Yeah.
Yeah. She's usually wearing like some Miami. Suit.
It is horrible. Yeah, I mean, they're cool as shit.
The Hawaiian shirt's got to go.
No, I would rock that suit. No. That's a cool suit.
No. She's funny.
It's lame as fuck.
Nah.
Especially for a guy like you.
Nah. Dad life, bro.
Dad life.
Bro, dad life means cargo shorts, polo shirts, a visor.
I can't do a visor.
Shades.
No.
And the Bluetooth... earpiece.
That's a golfer.
And flip flops.
That's golfers. That's
well, I got the cargo shorts and the flip flops.
But yeah. You know what? Cargo shorts and flip flops are like standard, like Florida attire, though. Yeah. Like one of my friends from California came over and
what do
like,
you guys wear? Give us a call. Let us know what the fuck you wear.
Yeah, what do you guys wear? No, but seriously, I had friends from California that come over. They're like, dude, you look so Florida, bro.
What the fuck are you wearing?
Like, I'm wearing flip flops into a bar or grocery store or something. They're like, bro, you wear flip flops in there? I'm like,
oh my god,
yeah,
I wear them everywhere.
What else are you supposed to wear?
Speaking of flip flops, I was looking for my flip flops last night so I could go to Jalen's, and I could not find them.
You had to wear shoes, huh? Awkward.
I wore shoes, and I'm glad I did because he was like 50 degrees outside. We spent all that time outside.
Yeah. Well, he's got a nice little spot out there in the marsh. Yeah, it's pretty dope.
Yeah. We watch, you know, videos on YouTube of Yaron Sheik.
That's what we did.
Talking shit.
We did that last night with our videos or, with Nick. Music. I had Nick dying watching some of the JRE tunes with the Joey Diaz stories of, you know, Ranch and the bear shitting in the backyard.
You're talking about the animations yeah. that R wants to do for our podcast.
Dude, that'd be cool. I think that'd
yeah,
be cool.
Yeah, it's it? Expensive as fuck. Yeah.
We should figure that out.
Yeah, let's yeah. figure it out. Let's get some money and do it.
Let's get Listen. Joe Rogan money and then we can do it. Right.
These guys always, like, they always, I say, hey, guys, we should figure this, or we should do this. And they're like,
Listen, like, I'm being realistic.
Stop. And then I say, we got to figure this out. So we're going to figure it out.
Okay.
And usually when I say that, we do figure it out somehow, some way, don't we?
Sure.
You don't think so?
Sure.
We figure that shit out.
I'm trying to remember like, the last thing we figured out.
Chris was like, hey, man, we can't take down that wall and move the AC back because it's just a sporting beam.
No. And
I was like, no. I don't hear that. I contacted my buddy Terry. And I was like, Terry, man, that's what I need to do right here. You know what I mean? He's like, oh, man, that's my problem, dog. I got you. Tear down the wall, move back the AC. Fucking looks fine.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I want to hear. I don't hear, we can't. Oh, so let's figure it out.
So you want yes men to be around you.
Yeah. No.
That's what he wants.
I want people to figure it out, not say, no, we can't do this, because obviously we could.
And I told you.
And I'm not saying that we can't do it. I'm just telling you that that's going to cost
money. And hold on.
He's saying we couldn't do it.
And hold on. And I'm gonna go ahead and defend myself there, because I do remember on the way home.
Defend yourself.
Texting y'all and going, hey, I figured out a way we can remove the whole wall. If you want, I will go back through the messages and find
it. But it's okay. What I did at that point, I realized that it was stressing Chris out.
That's the thing. You think it's stressing me out. It doesn't stress me out.
I think it was stressing him out because he was like, negative pants. I'm like SpongeBob SquarePants, but I'm like, SpongeBob negative pants. and then I call my other buddies, right? I'm getting good friends with them for a good while too. And I'm like, hey, man, I need help doing this. Da, da, da. I was like, it's going to stress my boy out. And they're like, we got you, dog. And then we had them on podcast a week later.
Which, by the way, where were they yesterday?
Yeah, where were they?
Pulver, you still got my fucking key, bro.
Right. Tell you, man, that's why I
don't give people my key. You were supposed to show up, man.
That's why I do not give people my key. Art used to ask me that before. Hey, man, can so-and-so get your key? No. I'll meet them here, but I'm not giving them my key.
He legitimately needed the key.
Oh, so, I know he did.
Because I was at work and... He needed to do some shit into the gym. So
I've just got shafted too many times with work stuff where you give somebody a key to something and then they disappear. And it's like, now, shit, I'm out. I'm without a key. Now I have to go and get a key.
Well, he's going to need a key anyway if things go according as planned. So perhaps Art just should make me another key.
And have you seen somebody more photogenic than Zach and them?
Zach.
Elkins. Lean Impact Nutrition.
Leaning Back Nutrition.
Torch.
Official sponsor of the Locker Room Podcast.
When I went and picked up the meals today, I was like, how you feeling, dude? I was like, I saw you made an appearance yesterday. He's like, I hurt all over. He's like, I legit did not want to get up and come to the kitchen this morning. I was like, yep, I know how you feel.
I know. I woke up late for the Navy, too. I was like, oh, I got in my Navy drill. I was like, oh, my God.
How old is Zach?
Zach?
42?
Yeah, I think he's
22. That dude is in such a great shape.
It's the way he eats, the way he trains.
I know.
But it's like he flexes in every movement. Just when he's like packing my meals today and I'm talking to him, it's just like, just ripped arms as he's putting the meal into the bag.
He could be a model, bro.
I'm a model.
He kills
you
me.
You know what I mean. I do my little on the catwalk.
I was trying to break it down
not
to
that
my
kind of model. Bro.
No. I was trying to break it down to my neighbor the other day because he was. Or today, actually, he was talking about the meals and stuff. He's like, yeah, I looked at this company. I looked at that company. He's like, man, it's just expensive. I was like, bro, you think it's expensive? I was like, then your time's not worth that much. It's like, because legit, it saves me and Amanda. Whenever we were doing the same thing.
Yeah.
But now, granted, we were doing the same thing, but we were basically doing the same meals almost every week. But even then, it's 8 hours a day.
Well, this right here, for like the diversity of the meals – the exact portions broken down for you, and the price really is not that bad.
It is like, not.
You spend more What you spend in one meal eating out, you could buy like four of his meals.
Yeah.
No lie. You can't. If you and your wife go out and you eat, you could have bought four or five meals.
I literally spent $100 last night on dinner.
That's like almost like a week for you.
That's 3/4 of my lean impact week.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying.
When you say it's not that bad, you're saying that there's like a certain percentage that it's kind of bad, but
no, no, no,
but his, no, it's good. It's all good.
No, no. When I say it's not that bad, and like people act like spending $100 a week on meals is bad. That's not bad.
That's because that's you
really
have
good. Have you down. Have you look at have you looked at your grocery bill? Have you looked at your restaurant bill? Have you done these things?
No.
Because I'm telling you right now, you're spending more eating out than you are if you got these meals that are already prepped for you, freshly made every single week.
You know what it is?
And, you know, all you have to do is microwave 2 minutes. Boom, done.
Fuck yeah.
Here's how a lot of people probably see it. Is I'm giving you X amount of dollars for all these meals.
Yeah.
But by doing it they
okay.
Can I finish my fucking point?
Let me finish this thought then. What's the matter with you, white walking? Jesus Christ. He's walking here.
Yeah, hey.
He's talking.
Hey, I'm crossing the road.
Hey, ooh, ooh. We're trying to get some shit done here. Go ahead, finish your thought, man.
So people pay, you know, X amount of dollars for all the meals for the week. Okay.
Hi. X amount of dollars.
And they're like, oh man, that's a lot of money. But then, you know, when they buy it daily, in their head is, well, I'm only spending this much today.
It's only $12.
But when you compound it over a week,
it's more than what
twice a day when you go to lunch and dinner, it's like, fuck.
It's more than what
I
you
might
spend.
As well just pay the man, get nutritious meals. And it might be cheaper, too, because I don't know if you've gone to McDonald's or any of these places lately. A fucking happy meal for an adult, whatever the fuck they call it now, it's like $12-13.
Yeah.
And you're eating garbage. Garbage.
And his meal is less than 12. I'll tell you, it's less than $10, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's sure. Right around 10. So.
Depending if you get lean cut, lean maintain, right. Or lean bulk.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I think I'm going to have to move up to bulk. Because I was
more protein.
You're losing your gains.
No, I was because I was just kind of talking to Zach this morning. I was kind of laying out my plan of what I was going to be doing, and he was kind of like, "I don't like that." And he's like, "You're gonna need more protein." Because what I was telling him is I was going to train Monday, Wednesday, Friday, and lift Sunday, Tuesday, Thursday. Basically, the only day where I wouldn't be doing something would be Saturday. And he was like, "Negative. That's too much.
You need to up your calories."
Excuse me, sir. Yeah. Who is that on your screen?
I don't know. Princess Cakes 12. I was just going through looking for I was actually trying to see if Austin had an Instagram. Yeah, I was trying to see if Austin Lane had a Instagram account.
But by the way, shout out to Austin Lane on his
first round
knockout of his opponent last night.
9-0 first round knockout.
9-0 Yeah. So the question is, was Dana White in the audience, or
see, I thought Dana was at a boxing match last night.
To my understanding, he was going to be in at the fights, you know, filming his episode of Looking for a Fight. So that's what I want to know, but nobody seems to know. So
yeah, because he was doing, you know, here we go, blah blah blah, Adrian White boxing.
Okay,
and this was 21 hours ago.
Okay,
then
so he was not there.
Fight of the night, no 50s. This was the SBCA, this outstanding bout. So I don't know where he was. There's no geotag on it, but I don't think he was at boxing. He wasn't at. He was at a Golden Gloves boxing event.
Okay, cool. All right.
So
did anybody catch that that Facebook post that supposedly Tyron Woodley's going to be training Floyd Mayweather for MMA?
What?
Really?
Interesting.
I didn't catch the whole thing because I was in a rush, so I don't know if it's true or not.
I'm hoping
that maybe somebody who might be watching knows if it's true or false.
There's something coming up.
And they can call in and let us know.
Because Rogan and Schaub were giddy like little schoolgirls at the beginning of their MMA podcast about something they couldn't talk about.
Yeah, maybe they're happy that Floyd's going to get murked.
Well, everybody seems to be bringing up the same name.
Which is what?
CM.
CM Punk?
Yeah, CM Punk and Floyd.
Floyd and CM Punk?
That seems to be the same name that keeps getting brought up because they have the same records kind of when it comes to MMA. Well, you know, CM Punk's got one more fight in MMA than Floyd does.
I think CM Punk might be in trouble.
Listen, if I'm CM Punk, I'm keeping my distance, and when I see my opening, I'm shooting on that motherfucker.
He's going to have to go old school Gracie, get him down to the ground, and, like, smother him.
Yep.
Now, listen, man. Now that I know that Austin is boys with him, I ain't going to lie. I kind of, like, want him to win now.
Ah. How the tide has changed.
I am swerved. I am swerved in that case. And let me tell you why. Because it's Floyd Mayweather. Fuck that guy.
Well, not only that, you know the character of Austin Lane. And if somebody's friends with him, you know, you're like,
yeah, okay. It's kind of hard. If someone is friends with Austin, I kind of have – if he says that guy's cool,
yeah.
I kind of have a hard time saying that guy's not cool. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, I don't know if I can do it. I don't know, because like every time I see him, he seems like a very genuine guy to me. Like I said, I've only met Austin a couple times, right. You know, and I text with him sometimes, but you know what I mean? And my boy Nick likes him. I was like,
everybody likes
you him. You got too many credentials of people liking you for me not to trust what you think.
Yeah.
At this point, you know what I mean? That's how I feel.
If you say CM Punk is one of the nicest guys he's ever met, then I believe him 100%.
Yep. Yeah.
I got to take stock in that.
Yep.
I believe it too. I still believe in the fact that I should have fought CM Punk for the first time. And the only reason is because it would have been fair. It would have been fair, right? I'm not a pro.
You believe that he got railroaded into that fight?
I believe he got railroaded.
Because Mickey Gall was an assassin.
He's been a monster. And
still is, yes.
And I called that from the beginning, didn't I, guys?
Yeah,
I was like, no, you need to work with an older guy like myself, injured like myself. You know what I mean? Because, you know, CM Punk didn't finish that wrestling career without any injuries.
Oh, did
like,
he?
Oh. Even though that shit's fake, it's...
No, it's not fake.
No.
It's predetermined.
It's choreographed, predetermined. It's fake.
But those guys are athletes.
But it's dangerous.
Oh, yeah. Super dangerous.
And that's why those guys have jacked up knees, messed up backs and necks. Their arms are jackered up.
Now that we're talking about wrestling, when Jarrell comes in April, ask him the story about Ric Flair and his buddy, Ian.
Getting beat up.
Oh, no. It was fucking hilarious.
Okay.
So we're going to have to talk to him about that. Because he was telling the story last night. I was just in stitches.
Yeah?
Yeah, man. It was so funny. Sorry, Ian. I know you probably won't like the story.
Oh. Those are the best stories.
Oh, and by the way, we have to have Jalen tell you the story of him buying a kimono in San Francisco and walking around in it.
Okay.
Walking around in the kimono, huh? Poha
carayo. In Chinatown.
You never know when you're going to need
a kimono. In Chinatown.
Big, imagine this big, hulking white man walking through Chinatown in a kimono.
6'3", 265.
265 of muscle.
Yep.
Let me tell you, I know he's all 265 too because I picked him up and a fireman's carry. And I was about to walk him around, and he was like, you know, big guys don't like to be picked up first off. So he started like squirming like a weird stiff fish, and it started hurting my shoulder. I let him go. I dropped his ass right on his – boom, right on his back. And I felt bad because it actually hurt him. I didn't realize that till later when I talked to him. He's like, yeah, actually, I kind of got hurt when I fell on my back. I was like, you didn't break fall. Dude, you almost broke my shoulder fucking holding you alone. He's a big dude. Big guy. Like his arms are almost as big as his legs. This shit's crazy.
Yeah. He's a big dude. He lifts heavy stuff and puts it down.
Big shit puts it down.
All the time. What else we got? I mean, I'm sorry, guys. My energy's kind of low.
We're all low, bro.
It's all right. I worked all day, too, man. We can make this a short one. I hope you guys had a little bit of entertainment. You know what I mean? Like, you know, we talked about dogs. We talked about hunting. We talked about a bunch of fun stuff.
We're definitely coyotes, missing Miggy.
You know, we're definitely missing Miggy. Sherry and Bert.
Yeah, I mean.
And stuff like that. But it was good.
So Sherry had a surgery.
Sherry did.
3 days ago.
She did.
She still had her ass drugged over there for the open match.
Dude, she should have stayed home. Yeah.
Yeah, she should
have. But she's like, nope, I want to be there. I want to be in the picture, which is cool. She's always down.
Yeah.
Built us a nice fucking desk.
Good people.
Benches.
Yeah, she's good. She's good people.
Yeah, she's a ride or die for sure.
Yeah.
Let's call Miggy real quick and see what's up with them.
My little homie.
Let me see. Let's see. Miggy, can't you see that you're going to hypnotize me?
Yeah, and plus whenever y'all leave and we're done, I get to eat some of that good food that the wife made.
All right, let's see. Let's see if this puta is going to answer.
That chicken dish.
Yeah, we're calling Miggy right now.
He's probably sleeping.
Yeah. Hey, guys.
Yeah.
Sleeping. I just got back from lifting.
Right.
I got some major gains this week.
He's been doing a lot of lifting. I'm so proud of him, dude. He's looking so good. Matter of fact, people keep mistaking him for me in photos. They're like, are you laying on the ground? I'm like, no. Like, is that giving you a hug?
To an automatic voice message system.
Fuck you.
9 1 2 2.
He's like, no, I don't want to talk to those guys right now.
No, man, I don't want to.
He's doing so good, man. I'm so proud of him.
I make a sleepy face. Yeah, he's below 150. He's like in his 140s right now.
Listen.
So proud of him.
I rolled with him yesterday, and he's made so much progress.
Nice.
Like, I know that my cardio is shit, but at one point, he actually got a top position, and I thought he was gonna sub me.
He's going to get you, huh?
Yeah.
He hits those subs now. Hey, check this out, guys. Well, let's one more thing. So let's throw a little shout out to Balake and Casey. They're hanging out with Anderson Silva right now. Cause I know, cause they posted it 1 minute ago.
Oh, awesome!
Hey guys,
that was yesterday.
Oh, she just posted it 1 minute ago.
Okay, well, that's fine.
They don't you have sure to. This one's yesterday? Yesterday he was no gi. This is gi today.
Oh, okay, cool.
Why you hating, dog?
I'm not hating.
Suddenly, like, oh, that was yesterday. That was yesterday, hermano.
Whatever.
Poja, pato.
Where is he at? American Killer Bees Fitness.
Yep.
Oh, down in South Florida.
Yeah. Yeah, Blake loves him some Anderson Silva.
He does love him some Anderson Silva. Good Lord.
It's like he knows him personally, because if you say anything bad about Anderson Silva, he'd be like, hey, man, you want to fight with me?
Yeah, you want to fight?
You want to fight? Don't you talk about Anderson that way.
I'll punch you in the cooter. I don't give a shit.
Yeah, that's him.
He throws a couple extra eyes in that fight. There's like three of them in there.
Yep.
You don't know me, man.
Guys, question for you.
Yeah, what's up?
Are you motherfuckers excited about Khabib and Tony?
Yes.
Yeah, man, it's going to be a fun
fight. What are we going to do for that one?
I don't know.
Probably watch it here.
What date is it?
April 7th, I think it is.
Oh.
Isn't it?
I don't know.
I will look it up.
Yeah, look it up and see who else is on the card. Because, I mean, I'm definitely interested in that fight. So Khabib and Tony is the main event, right?
That is April 7th, Brooklyn, New York.
Si, senor.
Uh-huh.
So we've got Ferguson, we've got Rose and Joanna.
Oh, the rematch.
The rematch.
How do you guys think that's going to go?
I think
Rose. Yeah. Thug Rose.
I think Rose will get her again.
I think Rose is in her head.
You think so?
Yeah, because Joanna keeps talking shit and Rose is just like, whatever.
Then you got
my Lord.
Anthony Pettis is fighting.
Pettis is always Pettis a fight.
Against who?
Even if he loses. Michael Chiesa?
Chiesa, wait.
Oh, Chiesa.
Paul Felder's fighting.
Paul Felder?
Felder. Yeah, there's an I in there. I'm doing like Blake.
Oh, my God. Like, you're having the Puerto Rican correct.
Felice Herring's fighting.
She's fighting Carolina Kowalkiewicz.
Yes. Mm. Yes.
It's going to be a good fight. I like both those fighters. Yeah. I've always been a Felice Herring fan for the longest.
Me too.
Well, not necessarily even for MMA, but she's a cute girl. And she puts up some fun photos.
Yeah.
But Joe Lozon.
Who?
I'm not done yet. So Felice Herring also, my boy Kenny Kanai. Do you guys know him?
Nope.
Uh-huh. One-legged Kenny.
Uh-huh.
He hangs out in Japan and all that stuff a lot, but he hung out with Felice Herring a couple of times. And he has one leg, right? And so he had his fake leg and his one leg, and they took pictures of it with each other at their legs. I was like, is that guy I just saw from the leg? I was like, is that Felice Herring's legs? He's like, yeah, dude. I was like, tell her I said hi. I fanboyed out on her. I love her. I don't care. I don't even like blondes, but she's cute.
All right, so Joe Lozon and who else?
Joe Lozon, and then really the rest are Alex.
Did you guys ever see the
Excuse me?
Stop. Did you guys ever see the homemade video of Joe Lozon and his brother fighting?
Yes.
In the yard?
Yes.
They're like in Maine, right? Is that where they're at?
I think
Maine
so.
Maine or Massachusetts. Somewhere up north. They're just angry.
Who gives a fuck?
But no, dude, you don't understand. Like, him and his brother were like throwing down for real. Like, they were really trying to hurt each other. And like, their family's all like sitting down on coolers and shit, right? You saw that, right? It was crazy. They're fighting in the grass.
They're putting
like,
on a show.
Falling into the bushes, like for real, legit. Because I was looking at it, I was like, dang, they're kind of going at it. I was like, damn, they actually got some skills. Ooh, they're both pretty good. Oh, they're brothers? They're going at it like that?
Well, they're both in the UFC.
Yeah.
I can never hurt my brother. I don't care.
I mean, what better way to settle some shit, you know?
Yeah, well, like, they definitely were settling some shit, man. They were going to break each other off for real. Anyways, go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, it's all right. The train's left now.
So, man, I had a story, motherfucker. Right, and keep it going. What's next?
What's his fucking name? Joe Lozon reminds me of Lloyd Christmas.
Yeah.
Look at him.
Hey, Joe?
I can't see through the back of the screen here.
Well, you know who Joe Lozon is, right?
Yeah.
You know who Lloyd Christmas is, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
I can't put it together.
Your fragile little mind cannot put them together. And you're like, oh, they do. They do look alike.
Sometimes my mind is fragile.
You're fragile little
sometimes,
mind.
Sometimes my mind might have a little crack in it sometimes. and it like it doesn't function right in anything can happen.
That's why you gotta get to that crunch.
Never know.
All right, so that one is April 7th. Then the next big one. When is the Cormier Stipe?
Ooh, that's gonna be a fun one, bro.
I don't know, but that's a super fight right there.
Oh, there it is. It's July 7th.
Okay.
People talk about they don't
Who's like, on that card?
Well, we're looking it up right now.
Let's see. People talk about that they don't like DC, and
I love DC.
I don't understand how you cannot like DC. How can you not like DC? Seriously.
I don't know. They haven't built the card yet. That's literally the
anchor. Just the main event?
Yeah, the anchor fight. So they'll.
And that's the UFC what?
226. There's a lot of, because there's one May 19th. They haven't done anything with that one. That's all TBA. June fight night, TBA.
That UFC. One's going to suck ass.
See, UFC 225 is still to be.
Determined?
Well, the fight card, they've just. To be announced, to be determined.
So nobody in it?
But they've got the, there, it's going to be the, Alistair's going to be on that one.
Against who?
Curtis Blaydes.
Okay.
Ooh, that could be good.
Curtis Blaydes.
Could yeah, be. Curtis Blaydes. And then Claudia Gadea versus Carla Esparza.
Not interested.
That's a woman's fight, so we know Art's out.
He's like, I'm out!
You guys keep saying that. I'm out. I think women's fights are interesting.
I like Claudia Gadea, though.
Hey, she's hot. To go back on McKenzie and...
let's not.
Okay, never mind then.
Yeah, we already know about the butt thing.
All right, so...
What about the butt thing? Did you see the Mike Tyson meme?
No.
Where everybody's like, oh, what a great fight. And the other half of the like UFC fans are like, is that Mike Tyson has two pigeons.
But not the other, Kith.
He's like, now Kith.
Oh, yeah. Like, I love that.
Now Kith. He cracked me up. Mike Tyson's fun, dude. Have you guys listened to his stand-up, like when he's doing his talk?
Yeah.
Hilarious, right?
Yeah, it's actually good.
He's a funny dude. I'm like, whoa, he's just telling a story. And it's very natural. I mean, it's definitely like, you know, a performance. But it's really good. If you haven't listened to it, check that out. Mike Tyson. What do they call that?
One-man show.
One-man show?
No, what is – I can't remember. It's on Netflix. Just search Mike Tyson. You'll find it. It's right off the bat.
They did the same thing with the chick that played on Star Wars. What's her name?
Carrie Fisher?
Carrie Fisher did the same thing. It was pretty good.
Wasn't that the vagina monologues or something?
No.
Okay. It was like a one-man show type situation.
It was like
situation,
15 years ago, bro. Okay.
No. This is actually not that long ago.
No, the vagina monologues were like 15 years ago.
Yeah, I don't know about that.
I don't know. It was just,
I never watched the vagina monologues.
Me neither. I just heard about it.
Apparently so.
What is it about, Chris? Is it vaginas just talking on like, oh, hello, I like dick.
Yeah, it was all feminist.
I also like pussy.
It was all feminist stuff.
No, okay.
That sounds fun.
Oh, super fun.
Should we watch it tonight?
Nope.
Have a couple of, Bartles and James.
I'm Amanda.
Wine coolers and
Amanda's enjoy. Watching Alien Covenant downstairs. So I'm like, well, I don't know what I'm going to rewind and rewatch tonight while I'm eating dinner downstairs.
I want to go see my cousin, and I'm kind of bummed out that Wallo doesn't want to come watch.
Listen, bro.
Dude, Wallo's tired, bro.
I have been up for a long time. I'm
You're
tired.
Hanging out with all your other friends but me.
Motherfucker, oh, I invited
comes.
You.
Here comes.
I told you about it. And he said, oh, I got to go into duty tomorrow, but otherwise I would have.
Dude,
you could have come hang out and gone straight from there to your duty.
Negative. I could not go to duty drunk.
We weren't drunk.
Who said you had to be drunk?
Can you not drink all night. No. I don't do that.
We drank, but we didn't
I have
drink
my crunk juice once, maybe twice or thrice a week. I'm just saying.
We spaced that shit out.
They did it right. They did some alcohol, some caffeine.
Listen, if I had drank all night, I would not
That means
be
there
here
are
right
wide
now.
Awake drunks.
No. None of us were drunk at all. Trust me.
You see this look right here? This is skeptical hippo eyes.
Yeah, I know. I know what those fucking eyes mean, bro.
Skeptical hippo.
I know you. Yes, I know what you mean.
You know what I mean?
I know what you mean.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, I know what you mean.
All right.
All right. Well, we were not drunk at all, bro.
Well, we're tightened up on that issue.
Listen, I want to send a massive shout out to Jarrell for that coffee he made. So he takes his sugar.
Yeah, I'm going to need to get that recipe.
Can I get some sugar?
Bro, he takes sugar. He beats the sugar into the cup.
Beats it.
Yeah.
And it's called muddling.
Yeah, muddling, whatever. And then makes the coffee in the old school stainless steel pot. And the first, you know.
Did it have a percolator?
Yeah.
Oh, you mean like cowboy?
Yeah, with a percolator.
Okay.
So the first little bit of coffee that comes out is thick. Mm-hmm. And he takes that and puts it into the sugar and makes it into like a
cream.
Like a cream.
La creme.
And then he puts some.
Or like café creme. Yeah.
And then he puts it in the cups, puts a little bit of the coffee in it, and a shot of Irish cream.
Café con leche.
Man.
Irish cream.
It was about that much coffee, but bro,
a shot, huh?
We had like three of those. We're like this. Eyes wide awake.
Nice.
Yeah.
It's pretty cool. Yeah, there's no way I could have done all day and work today. I already struggled enough and I had some sleep.
Bro, you would have been fine.
No, I don't think I would have.
I think you would have.
Bro, you don't know the meetings I had to sit in today. It was a horrible.
No, you probably would have fell asleep. You would have gotten caught up with your sleep then.
I would have most definitely gotten in trouble.
For what? I
can't sleep.
They want to keep you.
I can't sleep in these meetings.
They just promoted you to like Master Sergeant, Marine, General's, five-star,
Rear Admiral,
whatever the fuck they... like head of the submarine fleet.
You know
fleet.
What that means? All the meetings I was in, it was all the people that are above me. They're like, welcome to the next rank. Now look at all these other guys that you got to come to. I'm like, fuck.
And they like you, bro. You're
now, they may like me, but they don't.
See, I had to do that.
There's military bearing involved. You got to be tight.
Listen.
Dude, last week we had meeting. We had one meeting.
I had a shave. Look at
it. Oh, huh? We had a meeting.
Fresh and clean.
A call-in meeting with a net meeting. Then we had a second call about that meeting with the net meeting. Then a third call about these two meetings. And then a fourth call with our immediate supervisors about the first meeting, all in a span of about 3 hours.
I don't know what any of this means.
I did either. I literally just called in and logged in, and that's like meeting after meeting after meeting that you have to sit there and just listen to people talk about dumb shit.
Yeah, no, I know how it goes. Well, I mean, the stuff that they're passing out in our meetings, you know, has to do. Dude, we got some shit brewing.
Think so?
What's going on?
Are we going to lose our boy? Is he going over there? Is Captain America leaving us?
Dude.
What the fuck are you talking about?
We got some shit brewing in the world, man. That's all I got to say.
Well, we're getting ready to go have talks with North Korea. Trump's getting ready to ride over there and be like, yo.
The operation working right now is ready to win.
Oh, awesome. Is that top secret?
No, you can find that on the internet.
Ready to
win. Ready to win.
We'll see if 4chan's done anything with it.
Look here, Rocket Man.
Ready to win. Right. And they're pushing our, like, what are Navy? Because you know what Marines are, right? Marines are, like, first off, what is a Marine? A rifleman, period. That's the first thing. Like, you can call, it doesn't matter if they're an officer, enlist or whatever. Like, hey, Marine, what is your first job? They're, like, rifleman. Like, for the Navy, they're, like, what is your first job? We're, like,
changing diapers.
Watch standing.
I see them. I see them. Call the Marines.
All right. The Navy Reserve.
I see them. Let's drop some missiles and bombs and guns. That's what it is. Because
right now the Marines are laughing their ass off.
Because our lethality is that crazy.
Tell me they're not laughing their ass off at that joke.
If they're not eating their crayons.
They are. Oh, where's my boy Nelson? Are you saying that my boy Nelson's eating crayons?
Come on, man. That's a dig. Every Marine knows that dig. Every Marine. All right. So here's your ready to win. Your R2W.
Okay.
To stop. It's an action designed to hone and deliver on-demand combat ready capabilities to the fleet and encourage innovation and urgency of action.
The fuck's that mean?
Individually, each of the four focused areas aims to improve a different aspect of operations, but collectively they help to create a well-rounded Navy Reserve Force. It is scheduled to begin initial rollout in early January 2018.
So they're sending the JV team in? Is that what they're saying?
The four key focus areas are simplify, enable, leverage, and resource. Sounds like a bunch of corporate fucking speak of some bullshit.
Listen, I want you to win. I want you to win. I want you to win big, and I want you to win at all costs.
It's going to be simple. Huge.
It's going to be huge.
It's going to be huge.
Like huge. My huge hands.
Like my hands.
Huge.
That were on Stormy Daniels' ass.
Who's Stormy Daniels?
The porn star.
Hey, what's wrong with that? I don't see why people are hating on him for that.
This happened when he was not even the president. Who gives a fuck?
People are crazy.
He's got billions of dollars and he wanted to sleep with a porn star.
These guys, these people in the world right now, they're unrealistic. Every president we had has either been an alcoholic, has had mistresses, has had all the cocaine, has had all these crazy different things.
What was Obama's thing?
I think his was like weed.
Is it?
Yeah, like he smoked weed or whatever. That was like his thing.
How come he didn't legalize it?
Yeah, I know, right? Everybody thought he was going to, but
what the fuck?
Yeah.
Everybody, the whole hope had changed.
Oh, is that what it was built on weed?
There wasn't a whole lot of
change. There wasn't a whole lot of change. Yeah. There's a lot of hope. A lot of hope.
Well, this is the thing you guys don't understand, right? So everybody thinks the president can just magically wave a wand and things happen. No, you have Congress.
Listen,
Congress. They're the ones who pass the laws. Yeah, the president can either be like veto or not. But then they hash it out again.
Here's the kicker.
We need to get rid of all the Congress and replace the motherfuckers with some new blood. No, these guys have been doing the same job for 30 years. Obama. They're 30 years old.
Obama had a Democrat-controlled Congress and House when he was president, and he still didn't do half of the things
he did. I thought he was doing – he had bipartisan.
That's what they say. They always say we want bipartisan support, but they had the majority in the House and the Senate.
So they could force-pushed. I'm not a fan of the president, but if he wants to get his dick sucked because he's got the money to afford it,
by all means. 30-something years ago? Yeah, okay, cool.
Well, it wasn't 30 years ago.
That chick
would have been five, okay?
Oh, I'm not that far.
So whatever, I'm just saying.
So if you wanted to give somebody $100,000, so she could blow him, I mean, she probably makes less than that doing a movie.
People are ridiculous. Like they think that every human is perfect. No human is perfect. If you think you're perfect, you're not. If you think you're perfect, trust me, when you become unperfect for that split second, it's gonna bite you right in the ass. You're not perfect. Nobody's perfect. You do the best you can. You try to help as many people as you can, and then you carry on. And when you fuck up, own it. Move along.
Bill Clinton got his dick sucked in the White House.
In the White House.
So
made that chick famous too.
Poor girl.
Yeah, you know, did you see where she's going to do the? Where she's kind of kicked around the idea of being on part of the Me Too movement.
What's Me Too?
The whole sexual assault. Kind of thing.
Where so
she's saying that Clinton basically, you know, used his power.
Real.
Yes, used his power of the presidency to coerce her into performing acts.
Oh my god,
that is so ridiculous.
It's funny. I love 20, it.
20 Wait, are you not later? A person with your own thinking?
My no, love it. Love it.
So
love it. It's awesome. Do it. Hit it out the park.
Yeah, blame everybody but yourself.
Keep going. Keep going as crazy as y'all absolutely can, because the crazier it gets, the more and more normal people just start looking at this shit going, I don't know about this. I can't get on this bus now.
So for 20 years, she kept quiet, and all of a sudden, now she wants to come
out. She's not kept quiet. They came out 20 years ago. But now she's like, wait a minute. I got a bus I can jump on, and it can be somebody else's fault.
That's what I'm saying.
Let me do that.
Yeah. For 20 years, she didn't say anything after the trial.
Well, because she was irrelevant after like the initial.
Why didn't she go on Oprah or Helen, whatever?
I'm sure
15 years ago.
I think she did. I think she made that whole route. But that was, you know, what, 10, 15 years
ago. And did she say that she got coerced into
it? Not back then. But now there's
So now she's changing her tune or saying something else?
There's a movement, bro. There's a movement. You got to get on board.
Move on these nuts.
Got to get on board with the movement.
Sorry, ladies, if you hear this shit. We're not trying to say that the movement is not.
No, but it's being hijacked.
Yeah, it feels that way.
It is. That's.
It's like, I'm sure there's legitimate issues, you know, and that's where the movement could help people. But, you know, when everybody wants to get on board from shit that's 20 years old, it's like, fuck off.
Yeah, well, unfortunately.
You should have said something 20 years
ago. Like I said a couple podcasts ago, it's no longer it's about the. Justice isn't judicial anymore. It's public opinion.
Yeah,
they can wreck you through just pure public opinion. And public opinion jumps, you know. You want to talk about people that jump to fucking conclusions without any proof of shit. Let the public.
Well, at that point, it becomes slander and you can get sued.
It does. But, you know, there's an old quote. It's funny enough. It came from, I think it was Men in Black. But he says, you know, a person is smart. People are stupid. So that means if you get a person by themselves, that person's actually smart. They can think for themselves.
Oh, yeah.
They can think for themselves. They can, you know, think about it. You get them as a group, and as a group, they're stupid because everybody goes along with groupthink, or, you know, they don't want to swim against the tide and just go along with it. No, hey, unfortunately, a lot of people are really it's easier. It's not confrontational. I don't like to go against the grain. A lot of people are like that, you know, so. That's why a lot of times you see the big It's funny, me and Dad were actually talking about it. You see a lot of people, they'll always tell you, remember how they were talking about the polls of Trump beforehand. You know, no chance of he's winning, no chance he's winning. Because everybody was, if you ask somebody, you know, hey, who are you voting for? Oh, I'm going Hillary Clinton. Yeah, I'm, me too. Or, you know, I'm with her. You know, because that was the trend and that was what was easy and you didn't get any blowback. But then when the curtain closed, you click something else. Because they've actually had it happen again on one of the other Senate races. This guy was running and the poll said, you know, like 90-some% chance, you know, everybody's going to vote for him. But he wasn't a good candidate. And sure enough, when people went behind the curtain, pulled their lever, he lost by a landslide. And everybody's like, what happened? Well, because people tell you what they think you want to hear. And then they're still going to think for themselves and go, yeah, I don't like this.
All right. So we've had the first black president.
Mm-hmm.
We've had the first orange president.
Mm-hmm.
When are we going to have the first woman president?
When we get a good candidate.
Yeah.
Okay.
Simple as that.
Is there one out there?
Not that I've seen right now.
I hope there is. I hope there's a good candidate, not just because she's a woman, but she actually is good. Let me tell you something right now. Like, I've been in the Navy for a long time.
Yeah.
And the best leadership that I have has been a woman so far. Not saying has been women, because definitely
hasn't been a woman.
The
particular woman that you were under.
But, like, right now, my chief.
Yeah.
Hands down, if I would have had her as a young sailor, I would definitely be like a senior chief, master chief right now. Guaranteed. If I had someone like that guiding me, like with the instruction and just mentorship alone, I would be there.
Yeah.
You know, but I didn't have it. I fumbled through. And everything I've done in life anyway has always been the most difficult route. You know what I mean? But I didn't have mentors like that. And it wasn't until I had someone like that who was tough on you, who gives you a lot of work, but does it for a reason. She doesn't give you a lot of work just to give you work.
Yeah.
She gives you a lot of work to build up your evals, motivate you to like study for exams, do these all these great things that she did. You know what I mean? And when I made my last advancement, I wrote her. I wrote her a big long fucking thing. Like, listen, I would not have been able to do this without the motivation that you gave me. And if I would have had someone like you as a young sailor, I know I could have been even further than where I'm at right now, and I appreciate everything she's done, and you're doing amazing. And she's a newer chief.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So, like, people that say women can't lead, I think that's bullshit. But or a woman needs to lead, I think that's bullshit. What they need is the right woman to do it. Yeah. Not just because she's a woman, but because she's the right one. So, like, if it's between a woman and a guy, and who the guy happens to be the better candidate, guess who's getting my vote? Not because she's a woman. It's going to be the guy. But if it's a woman who's a better candidate than the guy, guess who I'm voting for? That chick. It is what it is. I don't see how hard that is to make. I'm not. How are you going to vote just off sex? That doesn't make any sense.
Same thing. You know, you shouldn't vote off sex.
Well, let me ask you this.
You shouldn't vote off race. You shouldn't vote off. You should vote off of who's got
the most qualified.
Yeah, well,
most
okay. Qualified. Well, let me ask you this.
The most motivating.
Who was more qualified, Hillary or President Trump?
Well, neither.
Hillary was a bad choice.
Guarantee.
No, I'm not asking you whether she was a good choice or a bad choice. She was
definitely not qualified.
No. That's what I'm asking.
That chick was guaranteed corrupt. Like, we knew he didn't have any experience, but we knew she's corrupt for sure.
But was she more qualified than Trump?
No, she's corrupt.
She's a career politician.
So what? She's corrupt.
Okay, I understand.
Guarantee.
It's on paper. Was she or was she not more qualified than Trump?
Mm-mm.
I don't think so.
With her slush fund and all that? No.
With what she had done with the offices that she had had.
How about when she got all those people killed over in fucking
Benghazi?
Benghazi. People were like, oh, Benghazi. Went, no, fuck you, dude. Did you see what they did to those people?
Yeah.
No. And then I know this first story that came out. They're like, oh, it's because of political cartoons. That was not the case. They already had pre-warnings. All they had to do was sentences approved or get those guys out of there. They knew it was happening. It was going to happen.
And what's funny is the ambassador who got killed, the American, one of the big things, he played a video game. He was part of the EVE community. It was a space game. He actually played. I remember his name whenever it came through the chat, that because he logged in to try to get help in the game, get a message out. We can't get a message out. So he logged into the game and talked to his corp to say, hey, I don't know if I'm coming back. I don't know if I'm going to make it. Get a message out, you know, this is who I am and shit like that. And I remember being in the game and that corp started broadcasting it everywhere.
Oh, wow.
And then when Avery died and all like that, they actually had a space station in the game that was named after him and all like that. So they did a whole big thing. But I was kind of weird. You're like, oh, man, you know, I knew who that guy was.
So have you watched the movie 13 Hours?
Yeah, I've seen it.
I heard it was really good.
It was.
That's your homework for tonight.
It was good. It really was.
Tonight I got to go hang out with my cousin. She's in town for a second. My baby cousin. I got to hang out with him. Homework for tonight.
Is Kevincito here?
No. It's my cousin Carrie and I think my baby cousin Desi.
All right. Well, let's do this because I know they're in town for a short period.
Yeah. Dude, listen. My baby cousin Desi has the mightiest afro ever, bro. Did I ever show you his hair?
Uh-uh.
Hold on one second.
Well, listen, before you pull that up, let's just go ahead and close out the show.
Yep. Do our reads.
And so we can go ahead and let you go so you can go hang out with the fam.
Yep.
And so I can get the fuck home too. So before we go, why don't you give a shout out to our official sponsor?
I would like to thank from a world not too far away, Black Hive Tattoo. If you want the best tattoos in Jacksonville, go ahead and sign up for the newsletter, Black Hive Tattoo. Amazing artist. Get your stuff going on. Looking all pimp and shit. Black Lives Matter. Guys, that's not all. Lean Impact Nutrition, Zach Elkins. The man, the myth, the legend. The man of macronutrients. He's going to teach you how to eat fresh meals every single week. Tasting amazing. Diversity. You're not eating broccoli and chicken every day. It doesn't matter if you're a pro athlete or you're just an average Joe trying to get a six-pack. Contact Lean Impact Nutrition. They now have a website, leanimpactnutrition.com.
That's right. You can put your order in by Wednesday. Make sure that you pay by Friday, because if you don't pay by Friday, guys, we're sorry. Zach makes his purchases for all his meals on Saturday. So if you are not in on Friday by the cutoff, you are not going to get any meals. So make sure that if you're going to order, you put your order in on Wednesday. And you pay by Friday.
Yep. Website is super easy. Literally took me about 3 minutes to get my account set up.
Super
get my meals
quick.
Ordered.
So.
And now I don't have to deal with it anymore. I'm done. Yep. I'm good.
There you go. And also make sure that you visit our website, lrtlk.com, where you can find all our episodes, new ones and all the past ones. You can also subscribe to iTunes, Google Play, Podbean, all those major podcast platforms and find our podcast there.
Yep. Guys, real quick, though, before we go to just a little shout out for Black Hive. If anybody's interested, be sure you get on their newsletter because Soleil is getting ready to open her books. And then once her books are opened and closed, I believe Colby will be opening his books.
Well, listen, if you can get on Soleil's stuff, she is really, really good. If you like that African art, you like that the patterns and all that craziness like that, she really, really good at that. Yeah. What else she good at?
Everything. I mean,
she's well rounded.
She is very well rounded, but a lot of people have been coming to her for kind of those mandala style designs. She does a lot of stuff with the chest plates.
Yeah, yeah.
Underboob. Just really a lot of amazing designs. And a lot of people are like, I just don't know about the dots. But the thing is, you just don't understand how tattoo is going to heal, how it's going to age, how all that's just going to blend in over time. And it's going to look amazing.
Yeah, she's definitely awesome. And she ain't ugly either. So if you're a guy, I'm just saying, tattooed.
If I've got the choice between getting tattooed, looking at her and getting tattooed by her, or looking at Nick and getting tattooed, I mean, she's not a bad choice, bro.
I love Nick. That's where I get my tattoos from.
I love him. I just wish he
might be a little cuter.
Yeah, I wish he was cuter.
Love you, Nick, bro. But you know,
you had a better ass.
No, he's big and ugly.
He's not that big anymore, though.
No, he's not. He's still
Nick
tall.
Nick is shrinking. Well, he's a big dude because he's tall.
Yeah,
but he's like lost so much weight. Lean Impact Nutrition, getting his training on.
We actually
proud of him.
It was funny because both of us last night on our meals, we didn't go crazy. We went to Black Sheep, but we were like, hey, if you get this, can we split it? I was like, yeah, we'll split it with you. You know, that way.
They shared ice cream together.
Yeah, only because it's like $100 a meal. So good.
Yeah,
deal.
I told him. I was like, yeah, next birthday, I'm going to have to go to fucking Chuck E. Cheese for art. So that way he won't bitch about the price of a pizza.
He's so stupid.
All right, guys. Anything else you want to add?
No, sir. That was it for me.
Not me.
Good.
All right. Well, next week, we'll have
Selena. From Black Hive on.
From Black Hive Tattoo. And April 15, we are going to have Jalen Foster. Jarrell and Robbie Rodriguez, all those guys from BTT. Jarrell doesn't train at BTT, but, you know, Jalen and and Robbie do. So, guys, thank you so much for listening. Thank you very much for downloading our episodes. And we'll catch you next week. Peace.